Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Tuesday afternoon. It is a beauty. You would never think that this was December. This is the kind of weather that makes a lot of people in the Northeast mad. You know what I mean?
Makes me mad, too.
You go, oh, my gosh. Look at this. 70 degrees, low 70s today. No mention of rain. Yeah, it looks good. Austin will be around in a second here. He's been updating all of the latest weather for you. You get the latest information here in just a second. Stocks ending down today, despite the Bitcoins setting another record. Hillary Barsky has more for us.
Stocks finishing lower despite upbeat retail sales data and as the Fed kicks off its two-day policy meeting with a decision on interest rates coming on Wednesday afternoon. The Dow notching its first nine-day losing streak since 1978. Shares of NVIDIA continue to fall deeper in correction territory with its stock down 2%. The chipmaker is facing a setback as investors worry about how quickly the AI darling can ramp up sales of its Blackwell AI processors. The Dow winners, Apple, Microsoft, and Johnson & Johnson, the Dow decliners, United Health Group, Goldman Sachs, and Salesforce. The Dow lower by 268 points, the Nasdaq down 65, S&P 500 down 23. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
News Radio 92.3, while we're talking about numbers and the economy today, how home buyers, you might be a home buyer, maybe a home seller, you're, I'm sure, watching the mortgage numbers pretty closely today. Mortgage News Daily is reporting the benchmark 30-year fix slightly lower today to 6.93%. Latest reading on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage around 6.21%.
And members of the House Intelligence Committee expected to receive a classified briefing today over all the recent drone activity in the Northeast. Reps from the FBI, CIA, and National Intelligence Agency will be in attendance. Meanwhile, New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer, a Democrat, calling for a new drone air traffic control system to track drones when flying over critical infrastructure. Governor Phil Murphy says three sophisticated systems will have made their way to the Garden State to monitor drone activity. And Murphy and federal officials have said there's no evidence of any danger to the public. Yeah, that's what we keep being told, but nonetheless, people don't like being monitored. People don't like being watched. It's just like if you found out, hey, somebody put something in your phone and it's tracking you, but don't worry, it's harmless. Well, still, it's kind of like an eyebrow raiser, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let me talk about this weather situation looking down the line, Austin. We're going to get everybody prepared, especially if you're doing some traveling for Christmas. But coming up, starting, I think we're going to start this like on Thursday or Friday to give you an advanced kind of track here on where these systems are moving through. I'm looking right now. Systems are moving across the Montana into Minnesota, coming across Michigan and then into the Northeast. You're going to get some pretty nasty weather, which will affect some travel. In terms of roads, it'll also affect, hopefully not, air flights and delays, cancellations. So we're going to keep that up with you all the way into Christmas just to let you know what you're heading into if you're going to be doing some traveling this holiday time. While we're speaking about doing traveling, got to tell you this, Pensacola International looking pretty darn good. Flight board has no delays, cancellations, so we're staying on top just in case you have to pick somebody up over at the airport. Don't want you to have to wait for a flight you didn't know that's running 2 hours late. Right. So Pensacola is looking great today, and hope you are having a great day as well. You know, if you're doing traveling, we were to kind of segue into this. If you're doing traveling, maybe you stay in hotels, a lot of hotels, things like that, and then you look at that final bill, and it just doesn't look right. It wasn't that $29.95 a night you saw out on the board when the bill finally came through. Well, more businesses, like hotels, will be required now to reveal add-on charges. Jenny Casala has more on this.
Hotels, ticket sellers, and vacation rental sites are now being required to disclose their total price in advertising. The Federal Trade Commission just passed a new rule, part of the Biden administration's crackdown on junk fees. The rule is narrower than the FTC's original proposal, which would have broadly banned hidden and deceptive fees. The rule passed 4-1. The FTC's Andrew Ferguson, a Republican who is to take over the agency in the new administration, says he's he's opposed to it because he said the time for the Biden-Harris rulemaking is over. The new administration could withdraw the rule for further review. Ginny Cosella, Fox News.
All righty, just past 4:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, we have issues in a lot of the places you'd normally expect, such as Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and continuing westbound, passing Glover Lane. Also, some on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area, and Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, coming from Ariester and passing through Hurlburt Field. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 71 degrees right now, low of 60 degrees tonight with some patchy fog here and there. Wednesday, going to have some chances of rain throughout the middle of it, but they're going to be low with a high of 75 and a low of 56.
News Radio 92.3. A lot of folks over in Santa Rosa County pretty concerned here this afternoon. Water in Mulot Bayou is now polluted with sediment because of all that construction of new homes going on over there. Santa Rosa County Commissioner Bobby Burkett says some developers did not have a land clearing permit and some didn't even install proper erosion controls. They're unraveling these facts as we speak today. Thomas Cornelison, who owns the properties along Furlong Road, received a total of 32 citations and more than $35,000 in fines. Burkett says there could be criminal charges on the way. So we will definitely keep you posted on that. Because I remember that bayou used to be clear.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful bayou. Now it's got that red tint to it and sediment and it's messed up.
And military service members will see an increase in their housing allowance next year. The Department of Defense says that the increase will average around 5% when the new rates take effect on New Year's Day. The UWF Haas Center says that more than 34,500 service members call Northwest Florida home. What each service member receives per month depends on their rank and where they live.
Every time I say this guy's name, I think about that game we used to play, I guess, like 20 years ago. It was with the little guy with the mustache. You know what I'm talking about?
Mario?
Dario, Mario. Well, every time I say this guy, Luigi Mangione.
Yeah, you think of his brother.
I think Luigi, about Mario. Yeah, exactly. There you go. Of course, he's not really something to think about, but I got to tell you, he's the suspect. You probably know this, in the fatal New York City shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
Yes.
This is something he didn't want to have happen. He is going to be extradited to New York after being arrested in Philadelphia. He didn't want to have anything to do with the jail cells in New York. He fought it. Didn't work out. Alexis McAdams has the latest from NYC.
We were trying to figure out when Mangione would be back in New York City. Now, police sources out in Pennsylvania say all that has to happen is he's going to go into a courtroom out there on Thursday. He's going to sign some paperwork, and he should be back in New York City before the end of the week. This comes as he now has a very high-profile and high-power attorney right here in the Big Apple who's representing this case. It's the same attorney who was on another network just the other day before she was brought onto his team, talking about just how much evidence there is. But now she's on his defense team, so we'll see what happens next. That's Karen Friedman-Gniflio. She's Mangione's new defense lawyer. Karen has years of experience in New York City courtrooms. She knows the key players in the courthouses. Her last name might ring a bell for people watching at home. She's married to Mark Gniflio. He represents Sean Diddy Combs in his sex trafficking case.
So, man, that whole family's high profile this time of year.
I need a scorecard on that.
4:20, we'll take a quick break. When we return, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody asking FEMA to address what she calls a disturbing issue. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
This is Lauren Cutter with Pete Moore Chevrolet, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Stephen Brooks from Georgetown Technical College, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Jacob with Jim's Firearms, wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't text and drive.
Hey, this is Ryan Torrens. I'm an attorney here at Morgan & Morgan in Pensacola, and we just wanted to wish everybody a happy holiday and a happy new year.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price, wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Join News Radio 92.3 as we celebrate and share Christmas together with the annual News Radio 92.3, a Pensacola Christmas concert, starting at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and running all the way through Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas. Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah. 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Should I have my dancing shoes on today?
Yes.
I remember these great songs from the 80s. Brings back a lot of wonderful memories. Hey, afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Pensacola Right Now. We thank you so much for throwing us in the car with you heading home today. Appreciate it. This past weekend, if you were living up in Century, were you expecting to see the Century Christmas Parade Friday night? Well, you probably were, but it didn't happen. So, let me just tell you, it's going to happen and has been rescheduled for Saturday morning. That parade will now roll at 11 a.m., beginning at Pensacola State College's campus, East Hecker Road, and ending over at Anthony Pleasant Park. So don't miss out on the Christmas parade. 11 o'clock, Saturday morning, up in Century.
And also don't miss out on traffic and weather together, because that's what's going on right now. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, we do just have some congestion on Navarre Parkway here and there. Same with Gulf Breeze Parkway, but it's nothing you really wouldn't normally expect. One of the worst looking spots right now is probably Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but then continuing westbound passing Glover Lane. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 60 tonight. Going to be another foggy evening. Tomorrow, may expect some slight showers here and there, but it's not going to be anything too crazy. High of 75, low of 56.
Okay, 426, News Radio 92.3. The archivist of the United States says an amendment prohibiting gender discrimination cannot be added to the Constitution. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
When Congress passed the Equal Rights Amendment in 1972, it set a deadline for 3/4 of the states to ratify it. That deadline passed in 1982. 4 years ago, Virginia, the final state needed, voted to ratify the amendment. But a statement from the National Archives says without action from Congress or the courts, the amendment will not be added to the Constitution. More than 120 House Democrats are asking President Biden to direct the archivist to certify the amendment before he leaves office. But in that statement, the archivists say they cannot legally publish the Equal Rights Amendment and as leaders of the National Archives will abide by legal precedents. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And hinted at this before the break, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody announced yesterday that she's asked FEMA to ease regulations that prevent many families from rebuilding or repairing their homes after the recent hurricanes. Moody says that these burdensome regulations by FEMA's National Flood Insurance Plan require repairs that many can't afford. She says this is making it so people on limited budgets could be forced to leave the communities they love.
Okay, let me talk about some bad guys here for a second. Three Santa Rosa County men were charged. This was in the connection to the racist vandalism happened back on November 27th. You remember this? We told you about it. Happened over at Milton High School. Santa Rosa deputies confirmed Colby Rutherford and Colin Kuhn of Milton, Tristan Maddox of Pace, all charged with trespass on school grounds. A very light charge, may I add.
Yeah.
The men were released from the Santa Rosa jail on a very light bond of $250. And while we're talking about bad guys here this afternoon, these are real bad guys. Home invasion in Aurora, Colorado, raises concerns that it may be linked to that Venezuelan gang. You think? I mean, they've been reporting on this for like weeks now. Okay, Alicia Acuna has more from Denver.
Police say the group broke into an apartment, took the victims to a vacant unit where they were then tortured, all while some of the suspects ransacked and robbed the victim's home, according to police. This went on for hours until the victims promised not to call the cops if they were let go. They were released and called 911. Chief Todd Chamberlain says they cannot yet confirm these suspects are affiliated with Tren de Aragua.
Well, at least we do know the gang members are stupid.
Yeah.
At least we can rule that in.
We won't call the police. You promise?
You promise? Well, why not?
Give me a pinky swear, and maybe I'll believe you.
Yes,
my goodness. All right. Senator Rick Scott giving his full support behind RFK Jr. as the Secretary of Health and Human Services. After meeting with him on Capitol Hill, Scott says that he's more sure than ever that this is the right man for the job. The only problem is Kennedy's pretty controversial for being one of the nation's most prominent anti-vaccine conspiracy theorists who's accused of spreading false rumors about the safety and effectiveness of vaccines. But in between meetings Monday, he told reporters he's all for the polio vaccine. So I guess one step in the right direction, baby steps.
That's what it takes.
Yes.
Always taking those baby steps. Number of young local business owners is growing here locally. Simply Business, they're an online insurance marketplace, is reporting today Pensacola is currently ranked 6th in the country. This is compared to other mid-sized cities. The study shows 37% of local business owners younger than 40 years of age who usually have fewer financial responsibilities and are able to make the financial move and commitment. So there you go. Good. Number 6, not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. And Chris, I know how much you love TikTok. Well, it's asking the Supreme Court to block a law that could ban the video app. The law, which requires a Chinese-owned platform to be sold or shut down, goes into effect January 19th. And TikTok yesterday petitioned the high court to stop it, arguing that it violates the company's First Amendment free speech rights. The app has around 170 million users in the U.S. alone.
And this is what President-elect Trump has to say about it.
Out of my heart for TikTok because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok has something to do with that.
Yeah, TikTok must cut those Chinese ties. Give up your database, your phone number, your address, your kids. All that information's going.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Suspect Luigi Mangione has been indicted by a New York grand jury on a host of charges, including murder, as well as an act of terrorism.
For the brazen, targeted and premeditated shooting Brian Thompson, who, as you know, was the CEO of United Healthcare.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, 26-year-old, was arrested in Pennsylvania and is expected to be extradited back to New York. Stocks finishing in the red on Wall Street again today as the Dow continues to extend its losing streak.
The Dow notching its first nine-day losing streak since 1978. Shares of NVIDIA continue to fall deeper in correction territory with its stock down 2%. The chipmaker is facing a setback as investors worry about how quickly the AI darling can ramp up sales of its Blackwell AI processors.
Fox's Hillary Barsky in New York. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Peter Navarro, who's been picked by the president-elect to become his top trade advisor, argued today that Trump's plans for tariffs and steep tax cuts will not spur inflation further or even raise deficits, despite warnings from some trade experts. Navarro says Trump's first term in Washington helped prove his point. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session today lower, with the Dow dropping more than 265, the S&P 500 off by 23, and the NASDAQ dropped 64. Alphabet-owned Waymo says it will begin to test its robo-taxis in Tokyo, Japan early next year. The move marks the company's first step towards international expansion. Waymo is not yet committed to starting commercial operations there. Temu, the popular e-commerce app owned by China's PDD Holdings, topped Apple's list of the most downloaded free apps on its iOS store for the second year in a row. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook board in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Arthur Blank initially wanted to hire Bill Belichick, but was talked out of it and hired Raheem Morris. The Falcons just snapped a four-game losing streak, but had an unimpressive victory against the Raiders. And after the game, Morris said his quarterback Kirk Cousins has to play better, and I would say to Raheem he's right, so sit Kirk and start Michael Penix Jr. this Sunday, because you know who would have the guts to make that decision? Bill Belichick. I'm Zach Gelb.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare and you want out, you need to get the facts. Wesley Financial Group and its founder, Chuck McDowell, have helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshares permanently, and he may be able to help you too. Call right now. Chuck will send you a timeshare exit information guide free, explaining how your timeshare works and all your options for cancellation. You want to call Wesley Financial Group, 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. Once again, 800-761-0000.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com.
Searching for the perfect Christmas gift? Stop by Pensacola Hardware for thoughtful, practical gifts that they'll love and use all year long. Shop local at our store in downtown Pensacola for hand-picked selections. From gourmet cookware like Lacrosse, Heston, Wusthof knives, to custom gift baskets, Yeti gear, and more. Whether it's an exclusive Pensacola ornament or the latest power tools, there's something for everyone on your list. Visit Pensacola Hardware at 20 East Gregory Street and make this holiday season one to remember.
Tis the season. Nutcracker season, that is. Ballet Pensacola presents the Nutcracker at the Sanger Theater, December 20th through the 22nd. Join Clara, who, with the Nutcracker Prince, defeats the evil Mouse Gang. The Sugar Plum Fairy hosts a celebration in their honor. Enjoy stunning costumes, lavish set designs, and the Ballet Pensacola Professional Company and Academy. Experience this holiday favorite. Get your tickets early, as they will sell out. Go to Ticketmaster.com or the Pensacola Sanger Theater.
When it's time to say goodbye, West Florida Cremations offers a simple, dignified way to honor your loved one. They provide affordable cremation services with care and respect, allowing you to focus on what truly matters: family, memories, and healing. With no hidden fees and transparent pricing, you can trust West Florida Cremations for compassionate, professional care. Call 850-502-8490 or visit westfloridacremations.com. West Florida Cremations, here when you need us most.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. A little bit of guitar action from Jimmy Page, Led Zeppelin, and taking that stairway to you know where. Absolutely. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Hope you're having a great drive home today. Thanks for a lot for having us on. We do appreciate that. Listen, Christmas shopping deadlines are quickly approaching. Important not to wait much longer. Carriers are expected to deliver, get this, 85 million packages every day during the holiday season. Here are some key shipping deadlines. Let me just tell you this. The whole list, I wrote this story today. It's up on the 92.3 app, and it's on the website. So News Radio 92.3 website. You can go up there. It has the complete listings. It makes it real easy for you because you don't have to go to different sites to figure out who's doing what to who. I broke it down for you by days. This will give you an idea of what's going on with UPS, USPS, FedEx, everybody that's shipping. You'll know the deadlines. And to help you out a little bit, so you can go up to those sites and check that out. It's just too doggone long to do it this afternoon, but go up there and check it out on the app or on the website.
All righty. And also wanted to touch on this because just on the sports scene here, there's actually quite a lot going on. You may have heard a little bit about this yesterday. One NFL legend could be making his way to the college sidelines. According to ESPN, Sacramento State has met with former NFL quarterback Michael Vick about its open head coaching position. President Luke Wood said that Vick has expressed interest in the spot, and the university plans to move up to the FBS and is building a new stadium, has over $50 million in NIL funds reportedly. So Sacramento State's sitting pretty right now. Vick has also interviewed with Norfolk State for its head coaching job. The Virginia native became the first black quarterback selected with the top pick when the Falcons selected him first overall in the 2001 NFL draft.
And they did a lot of damage control after that, let me tell you, after he went to prison and everything else.
Yeah.
It was not pretty.
Right.
It was not pretty at all. What has he been up to for the past 30 years?
He's worked some in sports media.
Okay, because I just totally lost track of him.
Yeah,
then Atlanta, boom.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He was at Atlanta, right. And then he had his dog thing, and then he comes back to the league and actually wins comeback player of the year, I think, with Philly, and his career stalled out after a few years of that. But he was such a phenomenal athlete, and that's what makes it such a shame that his career took the turn that it did.
Yeah.
But he worked in some media positions and all that, and now I guess he's trying to get into some coaching.
Okay, well, we're talking about the NFL here this afternoon. The league sees no end to two long losing streaks. Joe Morgan has more for us.
A Monday Night Football doubleheader saw two lengthy losing streaks continue, while one team finally got back in the win column. In the first game of the night, the Minnesota Vikings defeated the Bears 30-12, improving to 12-2 on the season and drawing even with the Lions atop the NFC North. For the Bears, they have now lost 8 straight games in Caleb Williams' rookie campaign. In the second matchup, the Falcons snapped their 4-game losing streak by beating the Raiders 15-9. With the win, Atlanta is now 7-7, while the Raiders fell for the 10th straight game, the 5th longest losing streak in the organization's history. That's sports. On the Fox News Rundown, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Okay, did Caleb Williams, did he take any kind of courses from Jameis Winston in how to throw a football? Because he was terrible last night.
Well, I don't know if Jameis Winston's the guy you should refer to.
No, I'm just saying they always, Jameis is known for overthrowing, his receivers. This guy was terrible last night.
Oh, I thought you meant it a good way. Jameis got benched.
No. Jameis had that, he had that stigma even when with the Saints coming up out of FSU.
Yeah,
and Tampa Bay, he just cannot hit anybody moving. This kid last night, Caleb, tell me he's good. Just go ahead and tell me.
Well, listen, I was a big doubter in Caleb Williams when he came into the league because he had a very comfortable college career. And I think we should have learned by now to not just blindly believe that someone's going to be the next big thing because busts happen.
He's not.
But that's the thing. It's his rookie year. I'm willing to let him get tuned. The Bears' problems are bigger than Caleb.
The Bears need something because the Bears are bad.
Yeah, they're 4-10 now, I think you said.
They're bad.
Yeah.
Let me just put it like that. I was hurting watching the game last night.
It was ugly. Yeah.
It was just something else. And I got to figure it out because the Bears game aired on ABC/ESPN, and the Atlanta game was over on ESPN.
Pensacola, yeah.
Yeah, so. No, I'm talking about the TV splits.
Oh, well,
they
yeah,
do the two games.
Oh, well, yeah. Sorry, excuse me. I misunderstood you. Yeah, Bears-Vikings was on ESPN Pensacola. But, yeah, but one of them was on ABC. The other was on ESPN. As you said, yeah, it was a split. Yeah,
Bears-Vikings was on ABC.
Right.
Split ESPN.
Because we had it here.
Yeah. And then the other game, the Atlanta game, was on ESPN.
Okay. Well, assuming we haven't confused you enough.
I'm confused, and I was talking about.
We're going to bring some more NFL news into this whole equation.
Good.
America's team dealing with some injury issues going forward. And no, I'm not talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Rather, the Detroit Lions losing several players for the rest of the season due to injury, including running back David Montgomery. Montgomery will be sidelined for the rest of the year with a sprained MCL. He ends the season with over 700 rushing yards and a team-high 12 rushing touchdowns. The Lions also lost three other players for the rest of the season. Defensive tackle Aleem McNeil is out with a torn ACL. Cornerback Carlton Davis III has a fractured jaw. My goodness. And cornerback Khalil Dorsey has an ankle injury. The 12-2 Lions visit the Bears on Sunday. Well, if the Bears, from what we just saw of them, if it's any implication, Lions should be just fine anyway.
Were these gladiators in the Roman Coliseum? All these injuries.
I mean, and fractured jaw. Gosh, you don't hear about that a lot.
How'd that happen? Well, it happened. Just
yes.
Don't ask how. Okay. Hey, let me touch bases. Let me take the microscope a little bit, focus in on Pensacola. Ice Flyers returning home this weekend wearing those new ugly sweater jerseys. Good guys back on home ice this weekend, Friday, Saturday, facing Huntsville, puck dropping 7:05 in the Bay Center. If you want to get one of those ugly sweaters before you go to the game, you can go to the Cordova Mall. It's right there by Bath, Bed and Beyond or whatever.
Bed, Bath and Beyond.
Whatever, one of those stores. Anyway, they got a kiosk out there. Let me give you another reference point. Everybody knows Starbucks.
Yes.
just outside Starbucks. Now you know where I'm talking about. But you can get those sweaters, and they look great. And you know what? You would look excellent in one as well.
Absolutely. They'd look good on anybody.
Absolutely.
Also, tonight is the NBA Cup Final, the Bucks and Thunder facing off in Las Vegas. And it's going to decide the only second-ever winner of the league's in-season tournament. Players on the winning team will earn nearly $515,000 in prize money, while players on the losing team will get almost $206,000, so about half. The Bucks enter the championship game undefeated in the tournament, while the Thunder lost one game in group play. Tip-off set for 7:30.
Okay, not only are we going to go places that we have not gone before when I talk about Christmas time, we're going to update you, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, starting on Friday or so, what the weather conditions are going to be across our great nation. In case you happen to be going to Grandmama's house or somewhere, taking the car or maybe the plane, we're going to let you know how to dress and also what the road conditions and the airport conditions will be like. And we'll walk you through that all the way up until Christmas. AAA projecting a lot of travelers this Christmas, almost 120 million from Saturday to Wednesday. That's the first. 107 million expected to be on the road, 7.8 million in the air, 4.4 million on trains, buses, cruises, and other transportation. It almost sounds like a Danny DeVito movie. Trains, buses, and cruises.
Yeah.
There was a trains,
sounds like
planes, and
automobiles. With John Candy and Steve Martin. Yeah.
Yeah. Worst time to drive? Here you go. This is it, man. The weekend before Christmas Day. And the 2 days, actually, December 21st and 22nd. And then New Year's Day being also busy. We will keep you posted. We'll take care of you.
All righty. And, you know, speaking of keeping you posted with traffic and weather, it's almost 4:45 on the nose here, so we'll get another quick check of traffic and weather together. This update's brought to you by Dr. C Vision Care, wishing you the most festive of holiday seasons. For sunglasses and full vision services, it's Dr. C Vision Care on Highway 98 in West Pensacola. All right, looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and then continuing westbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Also have some developing at the intersection of Brent Lane and Palafox Street and some on Airport Boulevard if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 71 degrees with a low of 60 tonight. We are going to have some patchy fog here and there throughout the evening. Wednesday, high of 75, low of 56, with maybe some slight chances of thunderstorms in the middle of the day.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. One person in Washington that is not a very happy camper this afternoon, it happens to be AOC. She lost that committee election. She was up for very powerful spot. House Democrats have a new leader in a key committee, and Ryan Schmelz is on the Hill, has the latest.
Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly has been chosen as the top House Democrat to lead the powerful Oversight Committee. The 74-year-old defeats Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, one of several elections among the caucus where younger members have tried to push a new generation of leaders. Her loss is also seen as damaging for progressive Democrats. But Minnesota's Angie Craig was selected as the ranking member of the Committee on Agriculture. Craig joined Congress in 2019 and is seen as a rising star. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All right, here we are on the left side of the equation this afternoon. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has sent a letter to President-elect Trump expressing concerns about the power of Elon Musk. Jessica Rosenthal explains this one.
In the letter, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren told President-elect Trump that Elon Musk is no ordinary citizen. She says Musk's substantial private interests present a massive conflict of interest with the role the wealthiest man in the world has taken on as the president's, quote, unofficial co-president. She says Musk's companies have been under various investigations by federal agencies, so there's a conflict there, but also that companies like Tesla and SpaceX get money from the government. President-elect Trump was asked about potential conflicts in a Time interview. He said he thinks Elon puts the country long before his companies, that he's in a lot of companies, but the country, he said, is his most important project. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All righty, 447 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Around this time every hour, we get you your Wall Street numbers. While stocks closing lower as the Dow Jones Industrial Average extended its losing streak, at the closing bell, the Dow lost 267 points to 43,449. S&P 500 lost 23 points to 60.50, and the NASDAQ fell 64 points to 20.109.
So there I was on Spring Street Saturday afternoon, just minding my own business and running into my good buddy DC Reeves. And we had a chance to chat about many subject matters that pertains to our community. Here's one. The University of West Florida's Haas Center is now conducting the city's annual resident satisfaction survey. Parking, one of the most vocal complaints under the Reeves administration. 85% of parking revenue comes from non-city residents. There are two ways to take this survey, and as Mayor Reeves was telling me, they really need your input on this. We don't want a small sample base. That's what we were talking about. Okay, DC, what about the sample base? What about the sample base? It's got to be a respectable sample base to be an accurate reading.
Right.
So here's what we need you to do. Here's the survey addresses. You can do it online, uwf.edu/Haas, and that's Haas, resident survey, or after Jan 6. Just pick up the phone and give them a call. Do the survey, 850-495-2666.
All right, and the FTC banning hidden junk fees for hotels and event tickets. The agency announced today it finalized a bipartisan rule. Businesses will now be required to show the true total price when they offer, display, or advertise any price of live event tickets or short-term lodging. FTC Chair Lena Khan said, quote, "People deserve to know upfront what they're being asked to pay without worrying, and they'll later be saddled with mysterious fees that they'll have or that they haven't budgeted for and can't avoid." The issue has been a focal point for President Biden, who said that the fees add up and take real money out of the pockets of Americans.
Okay, let me put a smile on your face, or maybe a chuckle on you today. Maybe you might need it. You might have had a rough day at the office.
All right.
Christmas in Pensacola can sometimes be surprisingly cold. Are you laughing yet?
I guess I just chuckled there, so I'm okay. Sure.
Well, according to meteorologists, ain't going to happen this year, that's for sure. Although there have been several cold fronts to bring in the holiday season, Christmas Day here in Northwest Florida will be sunny, a little muggy, temps close to 70 degrees.
I've seen that, and I'm not happy about it.
I'm loving it.
My traffic director, Jeremy, our traffic director, Jeremy, I was talking to
he's your traffic
director. Yeah, he's my partner in crime. No, he got an earful from me because I was complaining about it earlier today.
Well, I spoke to a family coming in from Ohio little place, Clairsville, Ohio. It's in the southern part of the state of Ohio.
Right.
And they were talking about 14 degrees. And, you know, the water was frozen. It was 16 degrees. And I was, well, let me just tell you about our Christmas time. You're coming down for Christmas. Yeah. Okay, well, don't bring too many clothes. I said, it's going to be really nice and mild, about 70 degrees on Christmas Day.
Right.
He was ready to leave. He was ready to,
ready to move over. Just about 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, a Capitol Hill hearing is digging into the world of sports betting. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep, the Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to sign and drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,451. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
Staying healthy after 65 just got easier with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Your journey to wellness includes a customized primary care experience with Ochsner's trusted team of providers. This means more time with your care team at appointments and focus on your health needs. Plus, daily group activities, access to an on-site fitness center. Achieve your health goals with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Accepting patients at 9 Mile Road and their new location on Mobile Highway, opening soon. Visit Ochsner.org/65plus-Pensacola.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users are compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Beautiful Tuesday, may I add. No complaints on my part. This is just looking just downright cool. I'm just loving this weather. I know you don't like it.
Yeah, you can go right ahead and keep worshiping that weather all you want.
All right, let me kind of tell you about fire danger. Doggone it, got to add a couple of more bulbs to that reef. The annual Keep the Reef Green Fire Safety Campaign now has 7 red bulbs on the reef. Red bulb number 6 was posted after a blaze erupted Monday evening. This was at Cottage Hill Home in the 100 block of Eden Lane. That's right off of 95A. Bulb number 7 was illuminated after a residential structure fire in the 200 block of Airport Boulevard. As you know the drill. During the month long campaign here in December, wreaths are on display at county and city fire stations, including select governmental buildings. Every time firefighters respond to a residential or commercial blaze with damage, green light bulbs replaced with a red one to remind you of the dangers posed by fires in our community.
All right, 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check at the roads and weather for you this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups beginning to increase on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, but that's nothing that you're not familiar with. Same with Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing the Hurlburt Field area. Last major spot's going to be Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and then continuing westbound, passing Glover Lane. As for the weather, 71 degrees with a low of 60 tonight. It's going to be a foggier evening, so be on the lookout for that. Tomorrow, not foggy, but could have some slight showers throughout the middle of the day. High of 75, low of 56.
Probably a good amount of humidity out there for tomorrow.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Something like that. So it's going to be a bad hair day. Get ready for that one, ladies.
Tis the season.
Okay, a key military spending bill, one step closer to passage. Ryan Schmeltz has the details.
The Senate passing a key procedural hurdle with wide bipartisan support for the National Defense Authorization Act. This puts the Senate on track to pass the NDAA before Congress breaks for the holiday recess. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This year's NDAA is not a perfect bill, but it nonetheless has some good things that Democrats fought hard for.
The $895 billion package includes a pay increase for service members, but some Democrats have been critical of provisions like a ban on the Department of Defense providing transgender medical treatment for minors. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All right, Chris, I mentioned this before break. Are you a sports bettor?
I don't gamble.
Wise.
Period.
Well, a Capitol Hill hearing is digging into the world of sports betting, which has become more convenient and a multi-billion-dollar industry. But when it comes to gambling on college games, there's a concern that it's having a negative impact on players. Senator Alex Padilla of California says that sports betting has introduced more stress for players at the college level who are being harassed for insider information. The president of the NCAA, Charlie Baker, asked senators to eliminate prop bets on individual student-athletes where it's legal. Also, he wants a crackdown on offshore sports betting.
Okay, let me pick your brain here a second. Remember we talked? This had to be a couple of weeks ago, Austin. We were telling you about the lady who got on the flight, and it was a Delta flight, and ended up in Paris. She didn't have a ticket. She got through all the security points. Do you remember the lady I'm talking about?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay. Well, she's back in the news. If she hasn't learned her lesson, or maybe the legal authorities haven't learned their lesson yet, that woman who stowed away on the Delta flight last month has been taken into custody again after trying to cross the border into Canada. Tanya J. Powers has details from New York City.
Svetlana Dali is in custody again after trying to sneak into Canada on board a Greyhound bus. She was caught in Buffalo, New York on Monday after a roommate found her discarded ankle monitor and tipped off authorities. Dali, a U.S. permanent resident and Russian national, was already charged with one count of being a stowaway without consent after being found on the New York to Paris flight on November 26th. She had been released with conditions including not traveling outside a designated area, even though prosecutors had argued against it, saying she was a flight risk. She is now expected to face charges of bail jumping, which carry a sentence of up to 5 years in federal prison. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Chris, I had the question about if you're a sports bettor or not, but now I've got an even weirder one. Are you planning to tie the knot in El Paso County, Colorado?
You betcha.
All right. Well, then you need to know this because I know you're a dog lover.
All right. Oh, I am. Oh, I'm tying the knot with a dog?
No, but...
Isn't that against the law?
No, not doing that. But,
I don't think I'm going to do that.
That county, apparently, is saying that you will no longer be able to accept marriage certificates with paw prints as witnesses, joining at least two other counties in the state. Clerk and recorder Steve Schleicher says that ink residue from paw prints damages office equipment and raises concerns about document validity. Existing certificates with paw prints remain valid. Now, I bring this up because I didn't know that was ever a thing. You could use a dog as a reference to a wedding and put their prints on the certificate?
You're asking the wrong person.
I didn't know
no
that.
No idea on that one.
My goodness.
It's kind of strange. Hey, I'm going to put this one under the category, why hasn't this been done before? Pensacola lifeguards have gone high-tech. Beachgoers can now receive alerts about surf and beach conditions. Lifeguards launching the Pensacola Beach Surfing Warning Flag Text Alert Notification System. Officials confirm the system's operational right now. If you want to sign up for those alerts, text PBFLAGS to 888-777, and then you'll know what's going on Pensacola Beach.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.